You're listening to the Mental Ideas Podcast, the only radio show where the lunatics are fully licensed to take over the asylum. I'm Sadie Kay, and so am I. Coming up.
Do you have any experience?
No, I have no experience. But I'm a big fan of money. I like it. I use it. I have a little bit. I keep it in an egg cup under my bed. I'd like to put more in. That's where you come in. So, you studied politics, love history. What drove you into banking?
Money.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Money. You're actually not the first HSBC employee we've had on this podcast. Yeah, we also had Jackie Chan. Maybe you know her. Anger management issues. She's very striking.
Up and down. Just like I sometimes wish I'm like I can feel like some artist job, like rather than just doing stupid banking.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Art is like, it's not something you can make money out of it.
Money.
This is really Chinese like mindset. I can't really imagine myself like being like all of a sudden like I can't even afford to have dinner at some restaurant.
I wish I could get a job in banking.
So my job, I'm very, very fortunate in the last year. It's to come up with banking services to help vulnerable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I guess that's inspired by my mom as well. The elderly with dementia, they go into the branch, you know, ended up drawing all their money.
Money.
And then the family wouldn't know where the money has gone. I mean, that's a big deal, right? To cause anxiety.
I hadn't really considered it from that point of view.
But definitely, right?
I mean, it must happen every day. So what sort of prevention procedures have you put in place to try and help people with dementia?
So, I mean, I really encourage everybody who's thinking about planning for future to sign an enduring power of attorney. To say who you would like to look after your financial affairs when you start to lose your mental capacity. I mean, the whole idea is to give the person integrity.
That's fantastic.
Right? But then at the same time, protecting their main wealth.
With bipolar disorder, obviously I've been running these support groups in Hong Kong. Bipolar Hong Kong! Putting the high in hiking. There's a lot of people who get themselves into tremendous amounts of debt. It impacts their relationships in such a negative way, and divorce is common. And there are two things happening. The first thing is that cognitive function is severely impaired by mania. Everything is going at a million miles an hour.
All aboard for the Bipolar Express. Chances of breakdown. Hi.
Lately, I've been losing sleep.
Some people can have what's called bipolar affective disorder, what used to be called manic depression.
I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder 6 years ago in Hong Kong.
When I was 16 in San Francisco, I had my breakthrough manic episode in which I thought I was Jesus Christ.
It's a condition whereby somebody experiences mood swings.
It's like an engine that's out of control with no brakes.
Good mood, heightened mood.
You're 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Versus
when you have the solution to all the world's ills and you have a time machine, if you could just get that plutonium. And when you're depressed, there's just nothing.
Is there a system in place with HSBC where you could get a loved one sort of being a second veto on spending so that people don't get themselves into debts?
I mean, that's a really good question. I mean, I also like to share a story. Mm-hmm. I have a very good friend who has bipolar. Her highs, you know, is the spending of money.
Money.
But the thing that I found is people around her might not understand it and always begrudge her behavior.
Yeah.
And I think that understanding a lot of the time is lacking because it has to do with money.
Money.
Like you said, in some cases going into debt. So it becomes very problematic for the family. And also one thing I noticed, a lot of the time they self-medicate. Yeah, they self-medicate.
That's when you refuse to take meds and go, why would I want to take medicine? I feel great. I've never felt better in my entire life. In fact, the rest of me are beyond.
And so when they decide they don't need to take it because they're better, it's always become the problem.
The nature of the beast with bipolar disorder is when you're manic, you feel fantastic. It's only other people around you who can see that you are, not yourself.
When I think about bipolar, I think in terms of my father, it's all memory pictures when he was stable, charming, amazing, or up, elated, scary for us, unmanageable. And when he was down, it was really difficult to look at. It was down beyond any down you can possibly imagine, and he just couldn't get himself out of it. It was really sad. But when he was up, it was even more scary. He became so up, it was frightening. He'd buy things that we didn't have money for, two cars. People used to love him when he was up because he made them think he could achieve anything. But we could tell as a family that he was not himself. And it was totally out of context.
But, you know, I do worry about people because when they're depressed, they suddenly realize how much they've spent. They've got all these problems with the people they owe money to.
Money.
They've got crippling debts. And the danger is the people that they really need to count on and to support them are likely to be very angry with them.
Correct. And so the wish of helping them is not there.
I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder 6 years ago in Hong Kong. I've been depressed and was taking antidepressants when I had my first manic episode lasting a few months. I got myself and other members of my family in huge debts and was spending over $20,000 a day in Gucci and Armani. It was crazy, and every time my credit card just was refused, I would get a new credit card.
I mean, you do get a lot of offers from banks, and HSBC is just one of them, telling you, oh, you must take out the new credit card. Basically, hard selling you to take out more credit cards. And then in tiny letters, it always makes me laugh. Right at the end, it goes, only borrow what you can repay.
My shopping meant I had to move to a bigger apartment just so I could fit in all my stuff. When I ran out of money, I would steal. I was not very good at it, and so I was caught. Police came to give me a warning, but I didn't really register that at the time. Life was moving so fast, I didn't have time to question my behavior or even think about it.
Do you ask people who take out credit cards whether they have a mental illness?
No.
Maybe you should, you know?
You mean if they have a mental illness?
Yeah.
That they shouldn't be taking a credit card?
No, I just wondered if it was on that credit card application form.
No.
You don't want to stigmatize people or stop people from being able to get credit. Yeah. But if they have something serious, like bipolar 1, maybe it is worth not stopping them from getting credit, but just to monitor it and look for troubling signs of another manic episode.
So, yeah, I mean, that's something that we need to look at and see, you know, potentially how we can help, you know, from a financial vulnerability aspect.
Anyway, that was a bit of a rant. Sorry about that. You can download extras on the Mental Ideas platform. That's mentalideas.org. I've been Sadie Kay, and so have I.